Well, when the horses are hungry, there's one sound they make that's quicker. Mm-hmm. Then when they want to talk to each other, the horse will see one over yonder, even me.
Oh.
Over yonder. Uh-huh. It's a different sound altogether, but when he's hungry, he's got a different sound altogether.
Uh-huh.
It's a quicker.
Okay. What do you call the chicken bone? It's, well, it's shaped sort of like this that children like to have.
No, it's the wishbone.
Oh, okay. You have a name for a second growth of hay or clover after the first growth has been cut and now it's growing back again. Is there a special name for that second?
Well, it's you cut one crop off of it and it comes back again, but it's called a second crop.
Okay. What do you call bread in loaves made of white flour?
We call that wheat bread and homemade wheat bread. That's what it is,
okay.
Made of white flour.
And if the bread is made of cornmeal, what would you?
Well, that's corn.
Okay.
Cornbread.
All right. Do you know any other things that are made from cornmeal?
From cornmeal?
Yeah.
Yeah, good God, it is.
Could you just name a few?
Well, when we fry fish, we put corn dodgers in there.
Uh-huh.
And then we make corn sticks, put them in a little trays, make corn sticks. They're good too. And corn muffins. Mm-hmm. And regular old hoe cakes, cornbread, little flat ones. They're good too. That's enough.
Okay. If you cook cornbread in the ashes of a fire, would it have a special name?
Well, you'd call that I believe they named hash, put ash to it. Hash cooked cornbread.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with eaten with a spoon?
Cornbread soft put in a bowl.
Yeah, it's served in a bowl. It's soft cornbread.
Well, you'd have to have some pot liquor on it. To eat it, it wouldn't be good by itself. Mush, what you talk about.
Okay. And what do you call a round, flat? Flat pastry about, well, it's about so big, it has a hole in the middle of it.
Donut.
Okay. What if you had the same thing but made with yeast? Would it have a special name then?
Made with yeast. Donut, yeast bread. Yes. But that's, I don't remember the name of that, but they wouldn't call it a donut, because it, I don't remember that. No.
All right. Well, what about the round flat cakes made with white flour and cooked in a grease skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Pancakes.
Okay. What would you call pressed meatloaf made from the hog jaw or the hog's head and so forth?
Oh. Would you call it hog jaw?
Hog jaws, yeah, the
hog. Hog Joe, that's what we call it.
Oh. Okay.
Hog Joe, that's the name of it.
All right.
That's souse meat.
Okay. What would you call the meat from the side of a hog, slated but not smoked?
Meat from the side of the hog?
Uh-huh.
Pork, you mean? Pork side?
Yeah.
Or salt? You're
yeah,
talking about salt pork?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's not smoked. It's just plain salt side meat.
Okay.
Yeah. That's salt.
All right.
Salt pork's the name of that. Yeah.
How about the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Pith.
Okay. And what about the center of a peach?
Kernel.
Okay. And if you had a peach where the meat sticks to the seed, do you have a special name for that?
Yes. That's clings.
Okay. And how about a peach where the meat separates easily?
Clairs. Clair's seed.
Okay. What would you call beans eaten in the pods?
Beans in the pod?
Mm-hmm.
Them snap beans.
Okay.